As the WNBA Connecticut Sun basketball team has started off their season, team owners are now considering selling the team and relocating it out of Connecticut. That's right. The Mohegan Tribe recently announced it is exploring all options for the franchise's future, including the potential sale of the team. Well, I would love to know what John Pearson thinks of this. Again, sports director for WTNH News 8. John, what do you think? In my opinion, this is like the only major league, you know, level professional sports team we have in Connecticut, and we're going to say goodbye? I don't know.
Yeah. Selfishly, I hate the idea because we've been covering this since 2003, and yeah, so many great players, so many great teams. And it felt like that, you know, it was our professional franchise. I think, sadly, it probably makes sense the way the WNBA has taken off in the last, you know, year plus and really exploded with viewership and popularity. You know, and Mohegan Sun bought the franchise, and they were the only NBA, you know, they were the only non-NBA ownership group. And at the time, you know, it made sense. They gave the league, I think, a place to stand steady on, because Connecticut has supported women's basketball before this, you know, obviously before this boom. I mean, Connecticut with UConn and what they've done has really been the women's basketball capital of the world for a long, long time. So I think it was a great move then. But I think right now, you know, if they can make 10 to 15 times more what they purchased the team for. And, you know, the players were complaining last year about facilities and not having what other teams have. So
we went through this with the Whalers, John Pearson. Do you remember we went through this with the Whalers? And that's why they're now the Carolina
the
Hurricanes.
The Whaler Canes. I call them the Whaler Canes.
The Whaler Canes. Yeah. No kidding.
And of course, they're going to challenge for Stanley Cup again, which still gets under my skin, because I used to cover the Whalers a lot as an intern, go up there all the time. Had the same feeling, kind of like a pit in your stomach, because, you know, you get to know a lot of people in the group. Players come and go, but, you know, we've had so many great experiences with the Sun players. And I think this is just a matter of time. I think by next year they're going to be in Boston. That's my guess.
Really? You think so?
Last year I just felt like when they went up there and played a game. I was like, here we go. This is the beginning of the end. I felt that way. And I remember asking Jennifer Azzotti, the team president, and you know, she didn't give me anything on that back then, but, you know, we went up to cover the event. It was sold out, you know, of course, you know, a little bit of a novelty to it, you know, hey, the WNBA is coming to Boston. They sold it out, but you look what's happening everywhere else. They're the only team not in a major city now.
Mm.
And when this whole thing first started, the teams in the major cities couldn't support the WNBA, and then the Sun come in and they turn a profit, and people were, you know, it was a destination. People wanted to play, you know, at the casino and in front of a lot of fans. And even when the visiting teams came in, they got support. So the WNBA needed Connecticut when they, you know, the Sun moved here, relocated here from Orlando. And now I think, I hate to say, they've outgrown Connecticut.
Mm. I mean, but you touch on something really important, John Pearson, again, who is the sports director for News 8, which is the legacy that they built here in Connecticut. I mean, talk about the popularity and how much the team has grown, certainly, and really is I think a very important part of the WNBA's story.
Yeah, no, they certainly are. You know, from you know, having the first, I remember the first game there and the excitement in there, and that's because of the UConn, you know, the ripple effect of UConn basketball. You know, people went from UConn, you know, men's and women's basketball season, and then into the summer, you know, you had more basketball to look forward to, and it was new, and then you have a team that started to win and started to challenge for championships, and even through coaching changes, they remained a contender. You know, nearly winning the championship, I think it's 2019, you know, went to a game 5 in Washington. They were one win away from winning a championship. So you would see slowly, it was nice to see the fan base expand over, you know, two decades they've been here now, and see more people in the seats. It's going to be one of those things, too, like we talk about the Whalers now, how we miss the Whalers, and then you look at the Whalers down in Carolina. They go win a Stanley Cup. They're challenged potentially for another Stanley Cup this year. And people who were there, like, you still feel like you have a little bit of ownership of them. I think that's what will happen with this team too. It's just, I would love to see if they do move, let's say they move to Boston, I would love to see them like maybe come back and play a game at Mohegan just as a sign of good faith.
So where do you think they're going? Do you think they'll, will, like, will TD Garden be their home, you think? Maybe?
I think so. I think so. It makes sense. You look at, you know, with Liberty sharing with the Nets and, you know, Chicago, you know, you, all of them, you know, are right there with our other NBA teams. So
yeah,
I think
that's a heck of a franchise to join. The Celtics, are you kidding me? That's a heck of a, you know, you're in good company up there in Boston for sure. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe, but you know, who knows? Someone, a lot of money, and I don't know. Yeah, you know, out west could buy them and stick them out there. But you know, the league is expanding. They added Golden State. You know, the Valkyries this year, and Toronto's coming in. So I just feel like, I feel like it's going to happen. As much as I don't want it to, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I mean, and they would make a very pretty penny, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean,
when
you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, they'd make a lot of good money off of the Suns. And again, we've got John Pearson here, the sports director for News 8. John, I came across something a few days ago, and I would love to get your take on this. It hasn't really made a lot of news headlines, but we came across this account on social media called the New England Founders. This is a proposal for an NBA expansion team, which would represent a combination of Springfield, Mass, and Hartford, Connecticut. And they would sort of split the games. Again, I don't know how legit this is. I think it's just in the proposal phase. But it would split the games between the XL Center and then also the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield. What do you think about this kind of an idea of an NBA expansion that's like, hey, let's include Connecticut kind of and make a New England team?
Again, from a job perspective, I would love it. You know, from a job perspective, to be able to cover a franchise like that. You know, you develop a rivalry right away. I mean, Celtics there, you have the Knicks. So you kind of, there's a lot of, you know, close teams in the proximity there.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to obviously build build, you know, a major like practice facility of some sort. Because I don't think either of those, like XL, I know is undergoing a lot of renovations and whatnot now. But, you know, just like the WNBA players want, they want the top of the top, you know, practice facilities and you know, other things that go along with it. So I don't know if XL and I don't know much about the Mass Mutual Center, how that's equipped up there.
I feel I might have only been there once, but I can't speak, from experience, whether or not it's big enough to work it. I just thought that was very interesting, you know, because you look at the New England Patriots, for example, but that very much is a Boston team. I mean, it was supposed to come to Connecticut. I think their idea was like New England Patriots, but really it was a Boston team. Yeah. And so I don't know if I don't know how well that would fare, especially when you look at, I mean, look at this last series between the Knicks and the Celtics. I mean, I think it runs deep. You're either New York or Boston in Connecticut, I thought, you know, so I don't know how much support they'd get with the New England team, but hey, you know, you never know.
It's tough. We're in that, you know, that way, and we keep seeing it, right? We can't hang on to a professional franchise because of that, because we are kind of stuck in the middle. You know, we're in the middle here. So I don't know. I I'd love to see it. I don't think it'll happen. But who knows? Stranger things, I guess, have happened.
That's very true. In the world we live in today, John Pearson, stranger things have happened. You know, people call us the in-between state between Boston and New York, but there's a lot of sports news going on here in Connecticut, and we're talking about all of it with John Pearson, sports director for News 8. The other story I'd love to get your opinion on, John, is this MLS soccer stadium. I mean, it's been talked about for the last couple of years. We've actually had Andre Swanson, the developer behind the idea, on our show to talk about it. He's coming back on actually later this month. And he is looking for $100 million in assistance from the state to bring this pro soccer stadium to life in Bridgeport. I'd love to just get, honestly, your perspective on the growth of soccer. I mean, is there enough interest to really build out a soccer stadium, even bring a pro soccer team to Connecticut, to Bridgeport?
Well, with soccer is super popular, obviously. I mean, one of, if not the most popular sport in the world. And I think there's definitely huge pockets of soccer fans. And I think there'd be some kind of support. You don't have to look too far. Hartford Athletics supports their team pretty well. They got a good group of fans going up there. I don't know. You say $100 million ask from the state. It's kind of tough to do that right now, especially, you know, with what's going on with the price of everything. Like, that's difficult. And we're just talking about the Sun potentially leaving and how the Whalers have left. So, like, I don't know if we could handle it. It is MLS, I think, two. So it's like the level down. So it's right below the next level of, you know, of high level soccer in the country. So that might be more intriguing to people. And, you know, drawing down that from them down that way, Bridgeport area, Fairfield County, to get people coming in from New Haven, you know, right on 95. I don't know where the proposal is for like a stadium. You know, anyone who's gone to like an Islanders game or concert over there, that's so easy to get on and off 95 and get into the game and out of the game. I mean, traffic sometimes is a problem, but as far as like, you don't have to get off and drive too far, to be accessed, you know, or the accessibility of the arena, I should say. But I don't know.
It's a big ask. I agree with you, John. I think, you know, when I heard that story in our newscast, again, the $100 million, I think to myself, man, we're just trying to get like more than $60 million to go back to our schools. I just don't see where right now, especially with the, you know, with the uncertainty, whether people agree with it or not, the uncertainty of federal dollars, will that impact? I just don't know. Even if they were to say, yeah, we could give $50 million, we could give you half of it. I don't know if the state's going to love that. I don't know if we prioritize soccer over electric rates and property values in schools, right? I mean, I just don't know if the ask is the time right now. I don't know.
I mean, all you got to do is drive around, and some of the roads and the infrastructure we need help. I mean, there's so many other things we need help on, and $100 million towards that for something like, do you even know if it's going to work?
Listen, right.
I'm a sports fan, and I think it would be great to have another team to cover, but in the grand scheme, like we're talking about one team potentially being sold and moving, and trying to bring another team in. And I think the popularity of basketball in the state is bigger than, you know, the popularity of soccer.
I kind of hate to address the elephant in the room, but that's sort of why I was asking. I understand that there is a worldwide popularity around soccer, no question. I mean, my brother married a Brazilian, so I know. My sister-in-law, I mean, we talk soccer all the time, so I get it. But is there enough when you see that we may not be able to keep a WNBA team? We can't even upgrade the infrastructure for what are really is our biggest team, which is the UConn men and women's basketball teams. We can't even upgrade them. So I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to sit well with people.
Yeah, and you just went into the reserves, and you know, to keep Dan Hurley around. And listen, nothing rallies the state more than UConn men or women's basketball championship runs. So we put money into that, and that right there, that's our pro franchise, the UConn brand. When it comes down to it, because college sports is also changing, in a way where, you know, kids are getting paid. It's kind of somewhat professional in a way. I think it's just too much right at this time, you know. Maybe at another, you know, a decade before, maybe, I don't know, 5 years from now, if things, you know, correct themselves, maybe.
Yeah, can we then invest? I don't know. I don't know, but I love getting your perspective. John Pearson, I appreciate the work that you do, sports director for News 8, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.